USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 363. The nays are 40. The bill is passed.
The House has passed a coronavirus relief package with bipartisan support. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We thought it would be important to show the American people, assure the American people, that we are willing and able to work together to get a job done for them.
The bill has now gone to the Senate. It includes various safety nets for workers affected by illness or a bad business. In addition to freeing up billions in disaster funding, the president says the emergency declaration is aimed at cutting red tape.
We'll remove or eliminate every obstacle necessary to deliver our people the care that they need and that they're entitled to.
The president said he did get tested for the virus and the results came back negative. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The coronavirus pandemic has altered life for most people in many ways. In Ohio, they're restricting public gatherings to only 100 people. In Maryland, Oregon, and California, they're only allowing 250. The U.S. ban on travelers from 26 European countries has now taken effect. France has now ordered the closure of non-essential public locations to curb the spread of the virus. On the streets of Moscow, police were responding to protests against Vladimir Putin's attempt to change the Russian constitution. The Kremlin has confirmed that Putin has asked Russia's constitutional court if a new amendment is legal. Putin's amendment would allow the Russian president to ignore the current ban on running again in 2024. That would pave the way potentially for two more six-year terms, which would have him in office until 2036. Protesters say they want free and fair elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the coronavirus pandemic keeping people inside, getting something to eat safely these days is actually easier than you might think. On-demand prepared food delivery services are stepping up to help. Companies like Dinnerly, Plated, Blue Apron, Home Chef, and Sunbasket offer meal kits delivered right to your door. Naomi Salzman works for Harry and David.
We offer a wide variety of products, including prepared meals that you can just heat up and serve, like chicken pot pie, ham dinner with all the sides, surf and turf, smoked barbecue collection, and stuffed pork loin. It could ship overnight, it could go two-day express, or it might be a 5 to 7 business day window.
Though not quite as safe, you could also call food delivery services like Grubhub, DoorDash, and Uber Eats, which will bring local restaurant food to your door as well. Some special events are being planned to honor the upcoming 25th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombings. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Oklahoma City has plans to honor the victims of the 1995 bombing that shocked the nation through a memorial, a museum, annual remembrance ceremonies, and a marathon. This will be the 25th year anniversary of the April 19, 1995 attack on the federal building that left 168 people dead. Organizations throughout the city are making special observations through art.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.